Over the years and eons, the shape of Reformation Sunday has not always stayed the same. But I think one of the things that makes it dramatically different... Oh, what's going on with the Zoom? Is that okay? All right. So now if you want to zoom it in up here, that it should be working fine. Should be the pulpit one. There we go. Hi, folks. All right. We can do new and hard things with the Holy Spirit who empowers us, right? So over the years, the celebrations of Reformation have changed over the last 50 or so odd years. I think if you go back a little bit of time, this day is usually some sort of pep rally for Lutherans to celebrate Lutheran heritage and Martin Luther, who is the namesake of the Lutheran denomination. And in many places, it was a place to celebrate Lutheran heritage, ethnic heritage. And so in the Midwest, you find them celebrating their Scandinavian and Lake Wobegon-ness. Here in Pennsylvania, you find us celebrating our German Lutheran heritage. But as we get further and further away from institutional church and maybe some of our ethnic backgrounds, it feels a little odd to celebrate those things. And of more recent history, Reformation Day used to be celebrated as a day where we said, thank God we're not Catholics. And I don't really like that anymore either, because, you know, we really do like to work on our ecumenical relationships with each other and collectively work together to do some good. So it leaves us wondering, what is this day celebrating? Well, my friend Jay, who's the pastor at Christ Ascension, has renamed this in his church to the Feast of the Ever-Reforming Church. And I think if there's anything that we want to celebrate today, it's the fact that the Holy Spirit continues to reform, reshape, remold, and call us out of what was for the sake of what could be. So if there's anything that we want to celebrate today, I think it's the spirit of reform, remolding, re-energizing that the Spirit continues to do for us in the church today. So for those who weren't part of my confirmation classes, a small little history lesson on the Reformation. Because I don't take for granted that y'all came through Lutheran confirmation or even know who the guy Martin Luther is. I mean, most of the time when I talk to folks about who Martin Luther is, they're like, you mean Martin Luther King Jr.? And I'm like, no. Martin Luther, who came a couple hundred years before him. So for those who don't know, Martin Luther was a Augustinian monk who lived around the year in the 1500s. And on October 31st in 1517, it is traditionally attributed that Martin Luther wrote out 95 theses and posted them on the castle church door in Wittenberg. Wasn't limited to 140 characters, but in many ways, posting on the castle church door was tweeting out these 95 points of contention that he had with the church for all to debate. This singular event is what then many historians have pointed to as the moment in time when the Reformation began, or the Reformation movement that reorganized the Christian church into what is now known as the Protestant denominations. So those who protested first and formed churches later. So that is the historical event that we celebrate on Reformation Sunday and in our history as Lutherans. Now, fast forward some 500 years later, we are here in the midst of a backdrop of many denominations. I mean, the Christian tree has many forks and branches in it, usually derived from division rather than unification. But we as the ELCA in the United States at least are a merger of three other Lutheran bodies: the Lutheran Church in America, the American Lutheran Church, and the Evangelical Church. We merged and got together back in the 1980s, and so the ELCA really is younger than I am, but continues to be a church in this Lutheran tradition. So what is it that we celebrate at the heart of the Reformation? Well, what was at the heart of what Luther was saying was what was in our gospel passage today, that in Christ you have been made free. Free. Free from all the things that you might think you need to do in order to earn your salvation. And so as Lutherans, we have been celebrating that for a long time, but at least over the last 50 years, we have really claimed that freedom that comes in the waters of baptism and say that we have been freed in Christ to serve our neighbors in need. And for Luther, that meant that he, as an Augustinian monk living in the Middle Ages, was constantly working out his own salvation. That's not something that he understood was present in Scripture. And so he began to ask the church to transform. But unfortunately, it didn't lead to transformation. It led to reformation and the creation of something new. Now, I know that change in the church is like a dirty four-letter word, right? We don't like change because change is hard and difficult and means it might make us stretch and do something new. But the truth is we've been changing all the time. Change is actually a pretty constant in our world. And at the heart of Reformation and understanding our faith is the process that the Spirit gets in us, the gospel gets in us, this good news of Jesus' love for all people gets in us, and we start to change. And change in our society has been happening all the time. I mean, I remember that, you know, all the way back in 1998, my parents taught me, you shouldn't get in cars with strangers, right? Well, then 2008 comes along, and then we said, well, don't talk to strangers on the internet. Fast forward to 2018, and now we're using the internet to get in cars with strangers. My, how things have changed. And change has been happening here, too. I mean, I think about the history of this congregation. We're now on our second iteration of the Faith Formation Building because our needs of education, the roots of why this community was founded, have changed. And so we've physically changed and reformed the space around us. And let's not even begin to talk about the change and the reform that has been this pandemic. Literally every aspect of our life has changed together. And I think it has reformed us in good ways and sometimes challenging ways, like technology was for us this morning. But it also means that people can tune in from wherever they are. And people can hear the good news of Jesus Christ. The fact that we have been freed by Christ to live an abundant life grounded in God's grace. I also think about the ways that this process that we're calling the Life of Faith Initiative is beginning to reform us and change the way we focus and think about the way we as disciples live in the world, how we as people and followers of Jesus are empowered with gifts to share with the world. And I'm excited for the way that that reforming movement among us and shift of focus will continue to shape this community over the next year. Because what we celebrate on Reformation is the power of God's grace to reform us and recreate us anew. That we who have been freed in God's amazing and expansive love don't have to work out our salvation, but instead are freed in Christ to love and serve our neighbors in the world. And I know that's something this community gets a lot of, because we're constantly helping those in need by looking for ways in which we can be God's hands and feet. Because the Spirit is reforming us in many, many ways. And so we give thanks for the work of the Spirit working in the church today to reanimate us, to remold us, reform us, re-energize us, so that we can be the proclaimers of God's good news. God's unending grace is for all people, regardless of where you are on your faith journey. So may we be ever grounded in that unchanging truth, that God's love is for all people. Amen.